Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. We've already had the these consequences to what's going on the internet regarding WikiLeaks, the denial of service at MasterCard.com, described as something of an insurgency a la Afghanistan or a world war on the internet. What might a novelist or a playwright make of this drama and the central character, Julian Assange, or some of the other characters involved in this drama? We're going to talk with one in just a moment. But first, what is a business to do? MasterCard's website is down. Now, it's the marketing sort of front end of MasterCard. They claim nothing that's happened this morning from this group called Anonymous that claims sympathy with WikiLeaks is affecting transactions, MasterCard transactions that people might be concerned about in this holiday season. Lauren Bloom joins us once again, the business ethics consultant. She's on the line from her home in Virginia. Lauren, it seems to me a lot of businesses are vulnerable here, no matter what side of the fence they're on regarding Julian Assange, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. It sounds as if no matter what they do, someone's going to be angry with them.
And is there a neutral zone here? I mean, can a business raise a white flag and say, look, PayPal, for instance, made this decision to back away from WikiLeaks, to not allow PayPal to be used as a way of donating to WikiLeaks, which obviously deprives them of revenue and funds. Anonymous claims they're going after PayPal now. Is there a way for a business to raise a white flag and say, look, we're just doing our business here. Keep us out of the firing line.
I think they can try, but I will tell you, we're very much in uncharted waters here. There's never really been a situation like this before. So it means that all of the businesses that have been doing business with WikiLeaks and are now potentially under attack are having to figure out what to do without a lot of precedent.
And, you know, is this a technological fix that we're talking about here? Do businesses acquire, you know, go to Larry Ellison and get some sort of Oracle software that keeps you from having denial of service attacks, or is it going to be some sort of law enforcement issue where people's access to the internet is somehow going to be dependent upon their behaving in a certain way? I don't really see the fix here.
Well, I think it's going to be a multi-front, if you like. Certainly, if there is technology available that can prevent these attacks, I think companies are going to be looking into them, particularly companies that do most of their business online. I also think the government may step in, and frankly, I'll be sorry to see that. You know, the thing that's really unfortunate about all of this is that up until now, the internet really has been a wonderful venue for free communication, free exchange of ideas. And unfortunately, when people abuse that freedom, as I fear WikiLeaks has done by publishing stolen materials, government tends to come down hard, and maybe too hard, which means that we may see some pretty strong efforts to regulate what has up until now been a pretty free community.
All right, so but who's the abuser here? I mean, WikiLeaks, yes, they're very provocative. They haven't necessarily even been charged with a crime here.
Well, not yet.
But you know, is the government the abuser by over-responding? Are businesses abusers by trying to pretend that that they're sort of ideologically pure here? I guess I don't understand who the abusers would be.
It's probably anyone who goes too far. You know, I think there's a lot of speculation right now about where this is going, and we're going to have to see how it plays out. But certainly, when you do business with thieves, as WikiLeaks has done, you do invite regulatory oversight.
You know, it reminds me, before we go, a little bit of the changes that took place when closed shopping malls were developed. And all of a sudden, there was this legal standard of behavior if you were inside the mall. And it was a public space, but it was private property. There's going to have to be some kind of a sort of reconfiguring of our notions of the internet in this environment, don't you think?
I think we may very well see that happen, yes. And I think it'll be a shame.
Lauren Bloom is a business ethics consultant on the line from Virginia, talking about the implications for business in this denial of service attack that's taking place this morning from a group called Anonymous, which has targeted the MasterCard website, which is reportedly down. It's been up and down all morning. Also, other groups, PayPal and businesses that have stepped away from WikiLeaks, also having problems here.